Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome in at this time from AT&T Sportsnet, former Pittsburgh Pirate, big leaguer Michael McHenry. Michael, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Everything's good. Just sitting out on the porch. Drink a little coffee.
Oh, yeah. Nice. There it is.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad when you got that day game and then the night game thereafter. Some time to stretch your legs and relax. Let's dive right into it a little bit. First with Gregory Polanco. Tell me when you watch tape or when you watch it even live at real speed, what are you seeing with Gregory Polanco now offensively as to why it might not be working?
I think he's in his own head, to be honest. I think he's probably listening to the media. He's probably listening to the radio and TV and trying to put the weight of the world on his shoulders. His swing actually, you know, we broke it down early in the season. He can get long at times. He's done a good job at shortening up. I think the biggest thing for him is to get out of his own way and look for the pitches he can hit. He really handles the ball out away from him. He's been like that since he's been a rookie, since he got called up. That's how you pitched him. You pounded him inside. You tried to get him to chase up in the zone, especially close to him. Could not handle those pitches, but he keeps swinging at him. And I think it boils down to him trying to do too much, thinking too much, and swinging at pitches he can't handle.
Michael, you were with the Pirates when he first – not when he first came up, but when he was one of those guys who was on the cusp that you would see him. Maybe he was a van rider at one point, or maybe he was a guy that would come up and play the late innings. What did you think of him when you saw him, and why has he not seemed to have improved over the years?
I mean, you see a kid that's ginormous. You know, he's as big as a Stanton-type guy, and he's got potential to do damage every time he walks to the plate. You know, it's almost like he's holding a toothpick in his hand instead of a baseball bat. He could run, he could throw, he could do a lot of things, and I still think he can. I think he needs to just slow the game down and understand. I mean, he's under contract. He's here for a while. He's really got nothing that he has to worry about. He just needs to go out and play. You know, I'll go back to Andrew McCutchen. When he signed his deal, he got better because he took the weight of the world off his shoulders. And I think Polanco needs to do the exact same thing. He's too talented of a kid. He's got too much ability to not go out and enjoy the game. I haven't even seen him really enjoy the game lately. You know, that big smile he has and just going after the game like he's got no regrets. That's what he needs more than anything right now.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Talking to Michael McHenry here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's flip it over to Austin Meadows, who is having a ton of success right now. Are you seeing things where the league will adjust and push back, or are you seeing things from Meadows where the success is going to remain and sustain?
I mean, his swing is so short. I'd like to see what the league does with him. He's actually the opposite of Polanco. He handles the ball close to him really well, handles the low ball really well. If you've seen the homers he hit, I mean, they're line drives. They're not balls he's really getting big on. He's taking close pitches. I mean, the homer off the lefty the other night, I mean, the kid can play some baseball, and he does it kind of in the old-fashioned way. He doesn't do it with this grunt and fart-type swing. He keeps it short, gets the barrel of the ball. It kind of reminds me of, you know, his favorite player, Chipper Jones, and that's kind of how his swing is. It's just short, simple, it's compact. He plays a good outfield, so I like him. He's a different kid than what I saw last year. You know, in Triple A, when I played against him, he was hurt. He looked tentative. Right now, he looks confident, free, easy. I love watching the kid play.
What's your gut as to how the Pirates are going to handle this when Starling Marte comes off the disabled list, probably over the weekend?
Let's just say I'm glad I'm not in the front office. I'm very happy I don't have to make that decision because that is going to be incredibly tough. Meadows had a good spring. Meadows is playing well in Triple A. Defensively, he's probably just behind Starling Marte. I mean, Marte's elite outfielder, probably one of the best. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's plus-plus defender, and he's doing something at the plate as a rookie that you don't normally see. So I'm just glad I don't have to make that decision. But, you know, I remember there's a situation with Odor in Texas. He's 3 years into the big leagues. He's really, I mean, it's not a good comparison when it comes to number-wise, because Polanco's putting up way better numbers than Odor at the time. But he actually went up to Daniels and said, you know, I need to get better. And he ended up sending him down AAA. He went down and then came back up and signed a $30 million contract because he just got red hot. And then he had 35 homers, I believe, the next year, or 30 homers. So sometimes, you know, it's the player that needs to step up and just say, hey, this is what I need. I need some help. I need to work harder and figure out what I'm doing wrong. And then just slow the game down. But only Polanco knows that, and only the organization knows that.
Maybe Polanco needs to punch somebody out like Rooney Odor did, Fort.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah.
Funny.
We're talking to Michael McHenry here on the Fan Morning Show. Take me through a play yesterday, and I thought this is where it started to unravel, because you could put yourself in these shoes, and it was the play, the little squibber hit out to Nova and the throw over to first. You as a catcher, are you yelling inside, inside, inside? Is the throw that crosses the baseline where it all became troublesome there?
Yeah, and it's so odd. Nova's got 3 errors now. He's got more errors than anybody on the staff, and that's not common for him. He's a guy that he has such a clean arm path. His mechanics are so good. Like, it just seems like one of those mental mistakes at the last second. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's not normal. He made that throw recently to first base. It wasn't good. I think once again, you know, he dropped that ball the other day, or his last start, I believe it was, covering first. They're just simple, simple mistakes that I don't think he's normally going to make. And if you give him 99 more tries, he does it right. He clears the lane. He makes a great throw. And those little mistakes are killing him. And I hate it for him. I just think he needs to just remember, like, hey, don't speed up the game, slow it down. Hurdle always says slow heartbeat. I think he's trying to pitch so good because he cares so much that he doesn't want to make a mistake, and you can't play that way. It's so hard. The game's already hard. You don't want to make mistakes, but if you're thinking about it, sometimes it'll tumble.
Now, do you see anything else with his pitching, his mechanics? Because Clint Hurdle was saying after the game yesterday that he's as healthy as he's ever been, and he's working hard to try to, you know, regain that consistency that he's always had. Anything that you see from afar about his delivery, motion, anything along those lines?
There's enough technology out there. I think he could look at his tunnels. He can look at his sequencing. They're reading that through technology now, and I think that if he starts looking back at the game he pitched before against those lefties, he threw a lot more four-seamers. He was able to work up and down in the zone. He was throwing less strikes. I mean, as a hitter, you're facing a guy that throws 70 to 75% fastballs. When he's behind the count, he throws over 80% fastballs. So as a hitter, you kind of know what's coming. So I got to beat this sinker to the spot. Well, now if he throws that four-seamer, it's not coming into you anymore. It's kind of rising away from you, or it is away from you, and his mechanics are so good and so clean, his ball is usually true. And then when he throws his breaking ball out of that tunnel, and what I mean by tunnel is it comes out of the same arm slot, and you can't tell the actual break of the ball until it's almost on top of you. Greg Maddux used to talk about it all the time, and I think he just needs to think about those things. It's like, okay, why am I getting hit? How many two strikes hits am I giving up? We've just given up a lot. The whole staff has. Let's see how I can figure out how to get better there. And I think you can also look at how can I be more deceptive? How can I figure out how to mess with these guys' timing in the sense of maybe I do a quick pitch out of the windup. Maybe I hold longer out of the stretch just to mess with these guys so I can create more havoc on the mound and get more outs.
And let's go to the back end now to Felipe Vasquez. It looked like, at least the last time out, he got nickeled and dimed a little bit, especially that second hit he gave up. The guy just kind of fisted it out into the outfield. But is what we've seen from him the last two outings, is that just a blip, or is that start of a trend?
I think it's a blip. I mean, it kind of went the same way the first two outings of the season. You know, he got out of that second outing, but I mean, it wasn't necessarily pretty. You know, he said it the best after the game the other day where he blew the save. He said, "You know, I went 2 months good. I had a bad outing. What can you do? You know, it's baseball. I can't be perfect all the time." And I think that's a great way to look at it. If he can just continue to make good pitches like he did that day, and just make sure that he's being really aggressive and he has intent, almost like, you know, Glasnow yesterday had incredible intent every time he threw a ball over 100 miles an hour. His intent's gotten better, his trust has got better, and I think Felipe can actually learn from that, you know, not trying to just throw strikes. He throws 100. You know, just have that intent and be very, very aggressive, and he's terrifying when he's like that.
Michael McHenry. Michael, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll chat again soon. Enjoy the weekend series in the homestand.
Yeah, will do. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. God bless.
All righty.
See you, Michael.
The analysis is just, again, blows me away.
No, I love the way he's got it right there with Nova talking about it, and boom, he comes right back with everything.
But if it's that with Nova, and I believe what Michael said, it's just focusing more. It's understanding the moment, how big it is, and being sharp all the time. Like that throw that he made to first to Freeze, you can make it, and they're showing it right now on MLB Network. Just stop, gather yourself, and throw it. Realize that that's the biggest throw at that point in time that you've ever made in your career. Treat every moment like it's the biggest throw you've ever made in your career.
But you brought it up to me, and when I had a chance to see it, Freeze needs to be 2 feet inside of the bag with a target out, and you catch the ball, step on the base. I think that there's certainly partial blame there.
I think
on the
they
part
had
of Freeze.
Getaway day-itis as well. With a day game, it's a little bit warm out. They want to get home. Well,
Freeze
been on
did
the
hit
road.
A home run.
Oh,
you know, so I'm not going to.
Absolutely. But on that play, you go through the motions. That's why you can't go through the motions, even though it's really tough not to at times during 162 games. It's really difficult not to. But when you're trying to get out of Cincinnati with a win, you better be sharp on every play. Great stuff from Michael McHenry, though. I mean, absolutely fabulous
Spot
stuff.
On.
All the time from him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.